It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And live from Salem, State Senator David Brock Smith on with us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, a bit of a wrinkle, if you will, in the special session of the Oregon State Legislature. Now kind of a delay, but lawmakers, at least in the Senate, still in Salem. Explain what's taken place in the last day or so and what's going to be happening today.
Yesterday we received the, of course, press release from Senate Majority Leader Drama's office with a quote from our colleague, Senator Gorsuch, who is in receiving medical care after a back surgery with complications. Our colleague has not been in the chamber with us. Today, we will have a floor session at 10 a.m. And then we will, the Senate President has stated that on the 17th, we will come back into the building to debate and have third reading on Governor Kotek's massive tax increase piece of legislation.
Well, obviously a different situation, and given the voting data right now, clearly the governor needs that vote of the senator who can't be there right now to get this passage through.
Oh, yes. No, you have a situation where the Democrats in both the House and the Senate have a supermajority. These are the issues of why these elections are so important. There is 18 Democrat senators in Oregon, and 12 of us Republicans, and she needs all 18 Democrat senators to support this bill, as she has no Republican support. We did, and because on Friday, when we organized, there was not a 16 Democrat senators there. They were unable to pass the rules of the Senate for the special session, which then allowed for the carry forward of the rules from the long session. Senator Bonham, our Senate Republican leader, was able to submit a piece of legislation that is the Republican proposal that we've talked about in the past, Kyle, where there's about $502 million that have been identified in ODOT's budget, but are legislatively appropriated to different functions. In essence, the legislation that we filed would allow ODOT the authority to move or use those resources to cover what they're saying they have in this budget shortfall, to not then have Governor Kotek lay off and individuals and maintenance workers and close maintenance yards across the state. That, again, proposal has been rejected. It continues to be rejected. It was amendments in the governor's bill, and therefore we are still pushing for it. The governor told us that she had the votes to get this done. Of course, we all feel absolutely horrible that our colleague is in the hospital, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We are certainly not going to give a vote to pass the governor's massive transportation package, as she calls it.
So obviously a little bit of uncharted territory.
In essence, yes. I mean, this has been Governor Kotek's roadshow. She came in. I mean, we were negotiating, colleagues of mine, Senator Starr and our leadership were negotiating transportation during the session. Of course, it was you remember that they had a transportation bill. It fell apart with lacking Democrat support during the session. The governor came in within the last few days of session and proposed another proposal that upset even more people. And so at the end of the day, it failed. And then she immediately pounded her fist and said, you know, she's going to be laying off ODOT workers on September 15th. Well, here you have it. You saw in her press release, she's not doing that. Now that date is October 15th. And so we know that there's dollars there. There's nearly $30 million for DEI policies within ODOT's budget that isn't necessary. I mean, there's dollars for transitioning trucks from diesel buses to electric buses. I mean, there's bike and ped, millions and millions in bike and ped. There's millions in project funding, like for the Rose Quarter project that has quadrupled in cost. And so those dollars can't even move forward, especially considering the federal match isn't there. So we just feel that if you utilize for core functions the dollars that you have, and then come back to the table and truly negotiate a bipartisan transportation package with the minority, Republicans, we can get something done for Oregonians that can be fair for Oregonians. And the Democrats refuse to do that, and the governor refuses to do that, and wants to push through this now with the two amendments, $4.6 billion tax increase across 10 years on Oregonians. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And we are not going to help facilitate its speedy passage.
So after this morning, then you exit, you come back in 2 weeks. Aren't there legislative days scheduled later this month as well?
Yes, there's legislative days scheduled in at the end of September. I unfortunately, so just to let you know and the listeners know, I won't be here on the 17th. As the co-chair of the Council of State Governments West, so Wyoming to Alaska and Hawaii states, Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee, we are having our annual conference that week, and so I will be unavailable to be in Salem. If in fact the 17th is the day, and Senator Gorsuch is healthy enough to come into the chamber.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch this as it unfolds, but definitely an unusual situation there with the special session of the Oregon State Legislature. State Senator David Brock-Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:39 at the Morning Report.
Hey, I'm Becky.